Good Friday morning, beloved. It is just great to be able to spend this Friday morning together with you in God's Word. Today we are in Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 through chapter 7, verse 2, where we see that the Lord expects fidelity, but the people's love for the Lord vanishes like early morning dew. The Lord's message is one of judgment and destruction because of the evil deeds of the people. And again, God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading in Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1, where we start off by reading about the people's insincere repentance. So let's begin. The people say, "Let's return to the Lord. He has hurt us, but he will be sure to heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage our wounds, won't he? In 2 or 3 days, he will revive us, and we will live in his presence. Let us try to know the Lord. He will come to us as surely as the day dawns, as surely as the spring rains fall upon the earth." But the Lord says, "Israel and Judah, what am I going to do with you? Your love for me disappears as quickly as the morning mist. It's like the dew that vanishes early in the day. That is why I have sent my prophets to you with my message of judgment and destruction. What I want from you is plain and clear. I want your constant love, not your animal sacrifices. I would rather have my people know me than to burn offerings to me. But as soon as they entered the land of Adam, they broke the covenant I made with them. Gilead is a city full of evil people and murderers. The priests are like a gang of robbers who wait in ambush for someone. Even on the road to the holy place at Shechem, they commit murder. And they do all this evil deliberately. I have seen a horrible thing in Israel. My people have defiled themselves by worshiping idols. And as for you, people of Judah, I have set a time to punish you also for what you are doing. Whenever I want to heal my people Israel and make them prosperous again, all I can see is their wickedness and the evil that they do. They cheat one another, they break into houses and steal, they rob people in the streets. It never enters their heads that I will remember all this evil, but their sins surround them, and I cannot avoid seeing them." Today's key verse is Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, where the Lord says, "I want your constant love, not your animal sacrifices. I would rather have my people know me than to burn offerings to me." And again, the wonderful relationship that God had chosen to have with Israel as his covenant wife, and to let Israel be the showcase of all of his mercy and his love and his blessings to all of creation. And all that has gone by the wayside because they are living just like the rest of the world. Oh, everybody else has a king. We want a king too. Everybody else worships this idol. We'll worship this idol too. And what did they do? In trying to be so much like the world around them, they have completely forgotten about their God. Let's pray. Dear God, you see deep into my heart, and you know my every thought. Cleanse me of any evil that is lurking within my heart and mind. Draw me close to you so that I may live in the presence of your everlasting love. Amen. Well, it's Friday morning, folks, and our time together this week has come to an end. Join me Monday morning, where we will be reading Hosea chapter 8, verses 1 through 14, where Israel is condemned for idol worship. Until then, I hope to see you in church on Sunday. If you can't make it to the services, don't forget that you can watch us on Zoom or on our Facebook page. And so until we meet again, may God bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. God bless.